come to
began,
the end.
Began.
Yes, you did.
But again you went there. I had begun from Parikshit Maharaj asking Babaji, and it is so important, these things.
I think we should go now to that point.
All are not important. All are like Vilas. But these are questions about these.
Right.
So it is more important.
You did up to 36, but we did not do 37, 38, and 39.
It is better.
Okay.
In my opinion also.
Yes, you did 36.
Anugraha bhaktanam manusam deham ashita. Tajte tabisi kida ja sutta tabhe. Again, you can remain very brief. Krishna has manifested his this Ras Lila and all these things for doing anugraha.
Mercy
to bhaktana. Here you should know, bhaktana means there are so many stages of bhaktas. Bhaktana, first gopis and head of the gopis, then gopi, then sadhan siddha, then sadhak. In sadhak, bhav, bhavavastha. Lower down, sadhaka of uttam bhakti. In stage of Billomangal and all others, there are sadhak, those who are doing sadhana for achieving bhav. Who is sadhak? Those who are trying to bring bhav bhakti here. They are sadhak, and in those hearts, Vishuddha Sattva have come here, and they are naturally doing bhav bhakti to Krishna, like Billomangal and others, and our Goswamis are also in that. Those who are mukta, they are siddha. Yet when they are in world and practicing this, they may be taken in that category of bhava. And lower down, sadhan bhakta. Sadhan bhakta, other than arop siddha,
Sangha Siddha.
In the category of
Sarup Siddha.
But also in Sarup Siddha, Anna Vilasa Sunna Gyaran Karma Adi Anabhrutam Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam. That kind of bhakti here. Also, lower down, those who are Sangha Siddha or Arup Siddha also, and those who are Bhimukh, not Bhakta, but yet Krishna will do all these Leelas, and they will hear from Bhakta, and they will be again Unmukh to Krishna. Understand?
Unmukh to Krishna.
So, Anugrahaya Bhaktanam you are all kinds of doing good for all. Krishna has come with his all Sarup Siddha gopis and playing here. Those who are Bhav Bhakta, they will be Premi Bhakta. Those who are Sadhak Bhakta, by hearing and remembering, they will be a Bhav Bhakta. Those who are Uttam Bhakta, they will be Siddha, Sarup Siddha. Sarup Siddha will be Vastu Siddha. And those who are in lower Sadhak, they will be in Madhyam Adhikari, and gradually they will be Uttam Adhikari. And those who are Vimukh, by the touch of all these Bhagavats, hearing all this, they will be inclined to Krishna. So for everyone, all Bhaktanam, whether Kanishta, Uttam, Madhyam and Siddha, Siddha, Krishna has come with his whole Leela here, pastimes here. And those who will bhajate tadrishi kida, those who will do bhajan of that Leela, pastimes, means those who will utter, do sankirtan of this Leela, those who will hear, those who will go to that places and bow down and pray for all, these are bhajate tadrishi kida ja sutva tatparo bhavet. Tatparo bhavet, Krishna lila parak bhavet, means here Krishna is Vishay and gopis are Ashay. They are remembering both, but especially they are remembering and hearing and following, though they are hearing all these things, but they are following gopis, Ashay. So Tatparo Bhavet means Krishna Paro Bhavet, but really they Radha and Gopi Paro Bhavet. Understand what I told? What?
That although it says Tatparo Bhavet, that their inclination to serve and follow him, Krishna, is there, but real meaning is to follow Ashraya, means gopis.
Gopis. Because they are following them. How to serve Krishna? So they will be like this. That is, they will have greed, those who are sadhak have greed, and by hearing repeatedly, they will be tatparo bhavet, they will be sarup siddha, and after that they will be vastu siddha, and then they will enter in that realm. Then,
Maharaj, can it be said that someone in Bhava Bhakti is sadhak?
Yeah. In Bhakti Samhita Sindhu it says.
Also sadhak.
Up to end of Bhav or in some
end
part
of
Bhav?
End of, he will be siddha, then he becomes sarup siddha. When that potency comes, then he becomes Bhav Bhakta. And after that completing, he will be Premi Bhakta, not in this world, but on the Prakat Leela where Krishna Leela is going.
But he can achieve Swarup Siddhi in Bhav Bhakti.
In Bhav Bhakti.
Then he's
there
not
is beginning
sadhak.
And ending.
Ah, that's what I meant to.
No, there is beginning of Bhav and ending of Bhav. Ending is Siddha. And beginning is Bhakta. Sadhan.
Yes.
Na suyan khalu Krishnaya mohitas tasya maya mannamana Swaparsasthana swan swan daran brajaukasa. Brajaukasa mane brajavasi. Here especially the husbands of by Jogmaya. This husband mood has come by Jogmaya, though there is no marriage, a real marriage, but by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, artificial marriage was done to have that mood. Jogmaya has done it, and there was sacrifice and all these things, but by the shadow vigraha of gopis to husbands. So they have known that, they have an idea, abhiman, that these are my
wives.
But what about these gopis? Gopis have that abhiman or not? Yes, they had also abhiman. Because in dream, Jogmaya has done.
You sometimes explain that during the Brahmavimohan Lila, they were married to Krishna. But now you're also saying that perhaps in another kalpa or in some other time.
No, in this kalpa.
You have given different explanations.
No, but they don't knew at that time that I am married with Krishna, because they were shape in Krishna was in shape of cowherd boys. So they did not have that abhiman that I am being married to Krishna, to that gop. So they have abhiman that of that gopi. But that was Krishna. Anyhow, Jogmaya in skillfully had given them that they abhiman that he is my husband and he is my wife. Anyhow, reciprocal, Jogmaya has done this. So here, Brajaukasaha, mane their husband. But here, Brajaukasa, all the persons of Braja were related to these gopis, father, mother. Nanad, Sas,
sister-in-law, mother-in-law.
Also brothers and family persons. All knew that for 1,000 chaturjugi, they all knew that my wife is with me, my sister is with me, my
daughter
is with me, everyone knew, especially their husbands, that my all are with me. They are serving, they are cooking, they are nourishing, they are doing all these things with them. So they have no
doubt.
Asua means
jealousy
to them. Or Krishna, even. Here Krishna, khalu Krishnaya. They have no jealousy with Krishna, that he has taken my wives, or he is playing with my wives. Or here, Krishnaya Maya Mohita, all were affected by the Jogmaya, Krishna's Jogmaya, the Maya of Krishna. All the Brajavasi by Jaukasa. And they did not have jealousy with wives also, sister also, mani all gopis, both. For Krishna also, and gopis also. Manyamana so parastan swan swan daran prajavukasa. Because they knew that my wife, my sister and all are with me. Here Vaishnava Krishna is telling that telling that Prakhit Maharaj has answered the question of Prakhit Maharaj that Krishna is Paramatma, Ishwar of Ishwar, and his Tejiya
powerful.
So it is not
not surprising that he can do this, not a fault
in part of Krishna, because he is Paramatma, Ishwar of Ishwar, and Tejiyan. It is not fault for Brahma and Indra for to say about Krishna. He is saying that, yes, I admit this fact, anyone tells. But what about gopis? It has been given blame to gopis that they were parkiya. Krishna had done bad, but he is Ishwar of Ishwar, so no fault of Krishna. But gopi cannot be out of
behavior, proper behavior.
Improper behavior. Right.
Tick.
So he is giving logic, and in Purva Pakha.
Questions, answers.
That what gopis may be in past births, they have done anything good. But in this birth, they have done marriage to other gopis. Then Krishna taking them in Ras and doing these behaviors that was not proper to do. And in other way you are saying that Krishna has come to do anugraha on bhakta and gopis. How you will reconcile? Because if they are the wives of gopis, and Krishna has met them and done rash, then everyone know that it is not proper. And everyone blame gopis. Because Krishna is out of this blame. But gopis are under this blame. Why these gopis have done so? So everyone will blame. So how it is possible that Krishna, by doing a rash, he has done good for gopis. And he has done mercy to gopis. How it will be? We think that Krishna had done what? Unke saath mein unka bura hi kiya. He has done evil to gopis. What?
Yes, you have said.
Okay. And if a bhakta knows this, that Krishna had done wrong with gopis, and gopis has also done wrong, having crossed the level of Vedas and Shruti and all these things, dharma, they have done this very, very wrong thing, then all the bhakta will deny that Krishna is our Aradhya Dev. Because he done so wrong. Especially those who are brahmachari, nastic brahmachari, yati, sadhu, sannyasi, will tell that if Krishna is found guilty of this thing, he cannot be our Aradhya Dev. What to bhakta, a bhakta,
will disrespect him.
Disrespect. A bhakta will disrespect and bhakta will both. Also, they will disrespect gopis more than Krishna. So, here Sukadeva Goswami is telling to is siddhant ko, is yukti ko dur karne ke liye, khandan karne ke liye, to against this logic.
What? He's going to give arguments against
against this.
This is Purva Paksha.
This is Uttar Paksha now. Sukadeva Goswami is giving Uttar Paksha by this slope. That Brajavasi gan, any of the Brajavasi, what to tell their husbands and brothers and all others? Anyone did not blame Krishna or done asuya to Krishna. And by this word khalu, na asuyan khalu, na nishchit rupena.
Surely.
And at any time, any way, they have not prakash kiya.
Expressed
that they have given blame to Krishna or gopis. None of them. Why? Because it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jadhamartha suhida priyatmatanaya ityadi. 10th, 14th, 35 in Brahma Stuti. Brahma is telling. Who is Brahma? Creator of this world. He has four heads and so many eyes everywhere, up, down, here and there.
And he is watching all the Brajavasi. And so he is a good evidence. Pramanik Vyakti. Pramanik Vyakti kya?
Authentic person.
Authentic person.
Good witness.
Good witness. He is telling to Krishna that all Brajavasis, whether a child, a young, old, lady, a gentleman, a creeper, or insects, birds, any Brajavasi, of all Brajavasi, you are Griha, Dhana, Putra, Priyajan, Putra, Pran, Abhilasher Ekmatra Vishay. You are to Krishna, they are telling Brahma, you are the griha of what? Your griha, all Brajavasi is griha, dhan. Dhan means
wealth.
Bandhu,
friend.
Priyajan,
near and dear.
Putra, sakha, pran, and all kinds of desires. Vishay is Krishna. You are the vishay of
object.
All. If Krishna goes in any house, then it is dear and near to gopis. And in that griha, Krishna does not enter. It is not priya to. Here griha means all the inhabitants of that griha. They all, with all their hearts, wealth and all these things,
they've surrendered to Krishna and serve Krishna.
Surrendered here, not told, but we cannot tell what we can tell. Because there is no surrender.
Dedicated, offered everything.
Everything. All these things were for Krishna. Griha, dhan, putra, parivar, sakya, sab, all was for Krishna. All loved Krishna. Then in Brahma's saying, no malice, anything to Krishna from all these things. Also Sukhdev Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, Krishna arpita atma suhida artha kalatra kama. Also Sukhdev Goswami is telling that all the gopis and all the inhabitants of Braja have dedicated their atma suhida. Suhida means dedicated. What is the meaning of they have dedicated their friends and all other things? Means they are suhid only when they are near and dear to Krishna. If they don't love Krishna, no suhid.
No relation.
No relation at all. If the son of any mother is not near and dear to Krishna, they will not love that. If the brother is not near and dear to Krishna, he is not doing seva to Krishna, he is not brother. If mother is not doing seva to Krishna, then the son will not adopt him as a mother. If any cow has no affection for Krishna, he will not love that cow. In all way. So, in these lines of Brahma, Arsukadeva Goswami, it appears that any of the Brajavasi did not against to Krishna any time.
But Abhimanyu, Jyotila, Govardhan Gopa,
Durmod.
What about them?
You should tell the answer. What will they answer?
They're created by yoga maya to have this mood to increase parakya.
No.
To make obstacles.
Really they were against of Krishna. Apparently. But Purnima has told Purnima Devi to Jatila that if you will do any against work, then you will be finished.
Cows and all your son and all will die. So
they did not tell anything apparently.
But in their heart?
In their heart. But if they will do anything, they will not have anything from Yashoda Maiya. So they fear.
But they didn't really like it very much.
So what will be the...
I want to hear from you.
And this answer is also right, that Jogma has created this money to this. Here, the against party is telling whether Brajavasis know or don't know, but Krishna should not do any evil to them. How? Gopis have so much affection, all the Brajavasis have so much affection. Krishna hiddenly does some harm to them, taking their wives to with him and playing with them. Yeah? Their sisters, their
mothers.
Not mother.
Daughters.
Son-in-laws. So Krishna is doing evil to them. Whether they don't know. But it is chal-chaturi. Chal means?
Cheating.
Hypocrisy. It is hypocrisy. So, Krishna should not do like this. Whether they don't know. Understand this?
How he will get around this?
Yeah?
This is a big problem.
Big problem. So he is answering. From upward I love you, but hiddenly I cut your feet or doing anything. But you are not knowing, your all relatives are not knowing, but I am doing so. All are telling that, oh, he is so love for him, but doing against. So Krishna should not do like this. So he is giving answer. Sukhdev Goswami is giving answer. Or Jiva Goswami is pleading. Jiva Goswami is telling that this is not the fact. If by fire sacrifice and according to the rules of Vedas, if their father has given these gopis to any other husbands, then they are married wife with that gopis. But it is not done so. But they are doing Brahma. Brahma means
illusion. Bewilderment.
That she is my wife, they are only thinking. But Actually, it has not been done. Marriage was not done. Only by Jogmaya, they are knowing that they are my wives. As if anyone believes that there is ghost in this house, but no ghost. In darkness, anyone fears that there are ghosts in this, but actually no ghost. That is. So, by the illusory maya of Jogmaya, they are understanding that they are the husbands of these gopis, but actually they are not husbands. And if they were husbands, then it was your argument was real. But actually no, nothing. So, if the gopis husband, thinking themselves husband, if they are doing wrong, they are saying that my wives, but actually they are the wives of Krishna, and Krishna had taken them and placed in Raj. So, it is fault of the husbands, gopis. Not the fault of Krishna. Krishna is playing with his own Sarup Shakti Vritti.
But there's a defect in this argument.
Huh?
I think there's a fault in this argument.
What?
Because the common man doesn't know this explanation, so they blame Krishna. Hmm. We know it because you are explaining it. And those who are fortunate to hear this explanation will say, all right. But the common man may not know, and still they will blame Krishna and gopis.
But Jee Goswami is pleading, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur will not play like this. But Jee Goswami is pleading. Actually, whether anyone knows or not, not knowing is fault of them. This is fault. Actually, they are the wives, they are Sarup Shakti of Krishna. So Krishna is not doing anything wrong and gopis are not doing anything wrong. But if anyone thinks that I am a husband of that, well, it is fault for them. His argument is this. So Sri Gurudev Goswami, Mohita tasya mayaya manyamana sa parsasthana. Swan Swandara. तो जब तो कॉल हो गया कितना बज गया
पौने बारह दस मिनट चाहिए सर
ठीक हम लोग कितना बजे आरंभ किया साढ़े दस साढ़े ग्यारह
पौने बारह आरंभ करे
साढ़े दस साढ़े ग्यारह
पौने बारह आरंभ करे
पौने
बारह
में
पांच मिनट हो चुके
पांच मिनट हो चुके ठीक मतलब फाइव मिनट्स आई हैव डन
नो यू हैव डन 35 मिनट्स ही
इज टेलिंग दैट फाइव
He is in the day of Brahma.
He has been mugdha. In this shloka, tasya word, tasya mayaya, here two
meaning.
Anvaya, not meaning. Anvaya. And by two anvaya, there will be two kinds of meaning.
Anvaya?
Tasya.
Explanation.
Tasya.
Word by word explanation.
First anvaya. Anvaya, you know?
What by what explanation?
At first, your Gurudev has done.
Yep.
Gita anvay or Bhagavat anvay,
yes.
And then meaning. So anvay. What is the relation of each word themselves?
This is still Jiva Goswami?
And Jiva Goswami. First, anvay and meaning will be this. Tasya mayaya, yoga mayaya, by yoga maya. That other gopis were married by their husbands, but not Nitya Priyasi. Not Nitya Priyasi. Arthat, those gopis who were married to gopis were set up.
Prevented. Huh? They were prevented from entering.
Entering. So they were checked there in homes. And those who were Nitya Siddha went there. Arthat, so Nitya Siddha were not the wives of any gopis, but they were thinking that she is my wife. So these gopis had not done wrong, or Krishna had not done wrong. And those were not married to Krishna, were not Siddha, and they were only Sadhana Siddha, Sarup Siddha. Now they have come to, taken birth in Prakat Leela, but yet something wrong.
Kosai.
They're not Vastu Siddha.
No, they were Vastu Siddha.
And still they could not enter.
Still something.
Some Kosai.
They were married and they have child something. Or if no child,
he has also some kosas.
And if no child, no, then they have been in the song of their husbands, but no child, but they have met with their husbands, so they were not qualified for Krishna Ras. So Jogmaya stopped both. But those who have no child and no sung with their husbands and have sung with Nitya Siddha, then also.
If they are Vastu Siddha, they have prema ready.
Prema ready already. They have asakti, mamata, prema, but he is still a boy.
Have they seen Krishna? They must have seen him.
They have purvarag, all. Those who have child or not child, are they have meet with their husband. They have purvarag. But when they were checked, at once Krishna came and went in their heart and embraced, and everything went on, and they again became.
The journey of the
next time.
Gradually, all this, not at a time.
Next time meaning next time Krishna did Ras or next life?
No, this at the same Brahmaratri. Or other Ras. In Govardhan here and there. Bhandirvan also Ras. Govardhan also Ras. Radha Kunda. Everywhere. Bihar Ban, so many places. So, if their husbands, those were not married, but they were thinking that they are my wives, and if they go, the gopis, told that these are my gopis, and if they were hearing, it was not heartier to them, not pleasing. So, the Nitya Prayasi have never this idea that they are my pati. But he is telling Jiva Goswami. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura has not raised all these points. Because it will be against Bhagavatam. He has tried to do, but he has tried it artificially. Jiva Goswami. It was not a heartfelt siddhanta of Jiva Goswami. It has been done for unqualified persons only. But those who are qualified, no tarka, no logic, nothing will come. From my beginning, I have no any place for all these logics. Why, how, in Krishna pastime, I have never done. Jiva Goswami is telling that they have nothing opposite to Krishna any more, because they were seeing that by Yoga Maya the murtis of that Sarup Siddha Gopis were present before their husbands. So they never told anything against Krishna. Today, I will read and then tell all these things. So, next day.
Now, when we saw the Seva Kunj in Vrindavan, the pictures of Rupa and Rati Manjari are inside the Seva Kunj. And then there are two places outside, and two more manjaris will come there. Who are those manjaris?
Their manjaris I have not decided.
No, but you must have some idea.
Name will not be given. You can think your Gurudev, I will think my Gurudev. Anyone think he's Gurudev?
Yeah.
Anyone think he's Gurudev? He's Gurudev.
There will be two. You have not named either of them, or one you have named?
No, nothing. It depends on those who will see.
But they are doing some specific thing. They have some special color of their dress. So there must be name also. Everything else is there. How we will discover this?
By sadhan bhajan. By sadhan and bhajan.
What about some kripa?
They will manifest their names and everything to our heart.
Some hint should be given, as your Guru Maharaj gave some hint, with the colors on the steps and other things.
My Guru Bhargava are there. Nan Manjari and Vinoda Manjari.
Hmm.
sadhak. What is sloka we are doing?
37 you were doing.
Anyhow, I wanted to finish. But how can you finish? If it is finished, then otherwise. That I want to tell, I should tell. We have begun this sloka, 37. But I
you are reading Vaishnava Toshinik from text 37. You are saying that Jiva Goswami has written something, but not from heart.
And where he has proved, tried to prove that gopis are his vibahit, married wife, this thing. And he has tried so much here and there. What else I have told? You don't remember?
His memory is stronger.
No. Mohita tasya maya. I have told something. Here he is telling that Krishna has come to Anugrahaya Bhaktana. Yes. In the devotees are of so many kinds. What to tell devotees? Even those who are not devotees. Anywhere in another Srimad Bhagavatam, it has told Bhaktanam, Anugrahaya Bhaktanam, Anugrahaya Bhutanam. Bhutanam means for all kinds of persons. Whether they are inclined to Krishna or they are vimukh to Krishna. So if he has come to Anugrahaya to have mercy upon them, why Krishna has done so bad things with them? What bad thing? That anyone who will hear that Krishna has played with the wives of other gopis, whether it is true or not, but they will think that Krishna had done mischief to bhakts. And why bhakts? When they will hear that Krishna has done so much bad things with them, then they will have something against Krishna. And what to tell about those who are not inclined to Krishna? They will certainly have this idea. So it is not anugraha to bhutanam or bhaktanam. then he has told that by Brahma they had done so. Brahma, you know? By Brahmanika.
Mistake.
By mistake. Krishna has not called their wives, but Mohita Tasya Mayaya. Krishnasya Mayaya. The Maya of Krishna. They are Mohita. Mohita means
Bewildered
man Mohita. Krishna Maya. Krishna ki Maya se. By the illusory by the Yoga Maya here. In Vaikuntha or Vrindavan, not this Maya, worldly Maya, but Krishna Maya. Prem Vaichitri. Remember Chitrana, various kinds of prem. Sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, prem, vaichitya, and all other things. To create all these things. Samallashika yogmaya. Samallashika means this yogmaya makes Krishna and gopis and all others so much ullasmaya. Ullasmaya.
Full of extreme pleasure.
Full of extreme pleasure. When anything becomes excess in a very little pot, then it goes overflows. Up and down, overflows. So when joy is here and it becomes so much that it cannot live here, then comes automatically out in the way of nirjhara. Nirjhara fountains or other ways. Then it is called samullas. This yogamaya wants to make Krishna and all gopis so some ullas. And for this, yogamaya has kept all the gopis pratikriti, chaya, shadow, and kept it to the gopis who knew that they are my wives. And real gopi went to Krishna. If they have some fear at that time, that anyone come, at once it will come, anyone come, that ullas will be some subsided. Yogamaya has created so much faith in them, Krishna and gopis, that they are knowing that anyone cannot come. So they are so much ullas they are in their hearts. They were thinking that our wives are here with us. Here, tasya mayaya, tasya mane Krishnasya, the maya of Krishna. Tasya has, in Sanskrit, it has two kinds of anvay, first anvay, second anvay. And the from this anvay, the meaning changed, opposite, becomes opposite. So he is telling that Tasya has two kinds of anvay. First, Sparsha Maya, in the Yoga Maya, their husbands are knowing that they are my wives. And so they are happy, no dress to Krishna and there. They are understanding that they are my married wife. But what about gopis? Here, Jiva Goswami is telling that they have no such abhiman, actually, these gopis. Whose gopis? Those who have gone to Krishna. They have never association with their husbands. And what about these chaya, shadows? Shadow or shadow? They have nothing to do and take anything from this. They are only with their, with them. So, the gopis have no idea that he is my husband. My husband or anything is this. He is dead. But Vishwanath Chakravarti will tell that by Yoga Maya, the husband had also this abhiman, and gopis had also abhiman that they are making.
Yeah. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur surely doesn't agree.
No, he is not agree.
This is only for the purpose of satisfying the lower...
Lower grade
of persons.
Who have the pati bhav or anything. This argument does not satisfy me also.
There's no parakya ras. It will spoil parakya bhav.
Well, certainly.
We give you some parakya.
He has told so many things. He is telling also that another thing, tasya mayaya. Tasamaya upon husbands, they are thinking that we are husbands. And another unmet tasya, mane Krishnasya maya, is that upon gopis. First was at husbands, now it is with unmet with gopis. Gopis are two kinds, one chaya and one kaya.
Original one was
Original has gone there with Krishna. Here he is telling that they have no husband bhav with these gopis. They have husband bhav with Krishna. But chaya murti, what about shadows? They are never associated with their husband also, this chaya also. How, as Abhimanyu is told...
He's a shadow of Krishna.
But he was not istriling or not pullinga.
Not masculine,
no.
Not
he was not... What?
Male or
female. Male or female. He was... What, he was what?
Neutral.
In America, neutral persons are?
Neutral gender.
Yeah, but there's another word for it. It's not called neutral.
What?
Neutral.
Neutral.
It means so not male and not female.
My saying is an inappropriate word. My spaghetti.
Hum logo mein napumsak.
Napumsak khoja.
What's the word?
Khoja.
In Hindi?
Hijada. Hijada.
There are people here like that?
Huh.
Yeah, that's right.
very few.
That's called a eunuch.
Eunuch. He jada. He mane woh jad hai.
Means they used to guard the queens. Those people would be used to guard the queens.
Queens.
Yeah, the eunuch.
दोनों में मिला करके
अर्जुन वाज डिस्गाइज्ड
फॉर
यूनिक
फॉर वन ईयर
लाइक दैट यू मीन लाइक दैट
देयरफॉर व्हेन ही वेंट टू फाइट एवरीवन वाज वेरी सरप्राइज्ड
कृष्णा हैज डन सो टू सेव पांडवास So he is telling that Parshvasthan He is telling that it is only Pratiti. Pratiti means they are thinking that our wives are with us. But actually not. Pratiti. Like a ghost. Pratiti, like a ghost. We think that in this house there is a ghost, but no ghost.
Are the husbands there, or are they also shadow? Some of the husbands, like Abhimanyu.
I think that they should be shadow. But in Braja, they may have some figure.
But in
no. There is not shadow also, only kalpana.
Only kalpana.
In the mind.
So this pratiti, this thinking, is vanchana matra, the work of yogamaya. So, two pratiti means one yogamaya shakti, one yogamaya influenced gopis, and other and next their husband. So both and well. Because Krishna has. This was only pratiti, not actually done.
What pratiti? What is it?
Pratiti means not existence, but by mind we think that it has been done. This is only pratiti. Krishna has told, Napareham nirvadya sanjujang sasadu kutya bevudha jisatva ma bhajana durjara grena sinkhala sandvishita We have finished this before. Here Krishna is telling himself that you have met with me and had done so many things, but your meeting to me is quite pure, purest thing. Nothing to blame or nothing to see any glad thing. And for this, I cannot repay you anything. For lakhs and lakhs coming, lakhs. Also, he has told that anyone who takes the ashray of Krishna, ashray,
shelter,
takes the shelter of Krishna, and he loves Krishna, then asur. Demons cannot do able to in any way to this because they are Krishna anuchar. also saying that Shriya Kanta, Kanta Paramapurusha, you know this?
Brahma Sangeeta.
Brahma Sangeeta. He is telling that Sarup Shakti and marriage are like Lakshmi. Bharjamana Pativhi. Here he is taking that in Srimad Bhagavat it appears that gopis has warned their wives not to join that class and to go anywhere leaving them. Ta Bharjamana Pativhi. So it seems that certainly Sukadeva Goswami tells that some gopis were restricted by their husbands. So they were husbands. How you will
reconcile
this? So there will be question whether the Brajvasigan, their husbands, father, mother, brother, they knew that fact that Krishna is calling and they are going to Krishna or not. If they don't knew, then why they will stop. So if they don't knew this fact, then they have not done any asuya. Asuya means
jealousy.
But they have done, so they have jealousy against Krishna and with their wives. And that is why they may have beaten them also and dragged them and stopped in this their homes. Which has not taken place, it is very hard to prove that it has been done. Understand what I am telling?
Yeah.
But
that if
what you say? My bhasha.
You can speak.
If a thing is not true and quite
opposite,
then anyone will have to prove.
Will work very hard to prove.
Very hard. And he will need to give so much arguments from here and there. It seems that Jiva Goswami is doing so.
Only Jiva Goswami is intelligent enough to be able to
approve. Huh? So he is so much intelligent. Shankaracharya has done something like so many quotations of Veda he has taken in his Papsha.
Inside.
But all is mithya.
It seems that when you read Jiva Goswami's commentary, you are reading it a little humorously.
So if they are not knowing that they are going to Krishna, then no asuya. But if they know that they are going to Krishna and if they are warning them, then it is asuya. So, if they are seeing their wives there, then they should know that our wives has obeyed us, and they have not done. So, that kinds of gopis have not have no asuya to their wives. But if they knew that Krishna has called them and they are going, then they have stopped the wives. And it is swabhavik means natural, that the wives are not obeying their
husbands,
and that is why they have asuya to these gopis and Krishna both. He wants to disprove this fact.
He wants to show that they have no jealousy.
No jealousy.
This shloka said that they're racist.
This is the fact. He wants to cover this thing by his arguments. So, he says that gopis were with their husbands. No? So, it seems that they have no jealousy to their wives or are with Krishna. So this is not a kalpana.
Not imagination.
Not because it has written here. So it proves that there is no jealousy. Their wives were there. Like a pleader.
Like a word juggler.
Mine will be
spinning.
There was a pleader in Patna High Court named Sarachandar Chatterjee Aki. C.R. Das. He was a very great leader of Congress also afterward. There was a mukadma case in Patna High Court of two kings, big kings. And he was one party. He proved that this well was not well, but this is a parvata, pahad, is a hill. And that was well. And he proved it.
Yeah.
At first he proved there is well.
No.
First side, then I am...
No. Oh, well ko hi dusra parvata. Are you all? They can... prove anything.
Yeah. Someone may say, when they hear you speaking this way, that you are disrespecting the Acharya Sri Jiva Goswami.
I am honoring him, how he was intelligent and so much here, that he is proving a thing like this. Also, Mayavadi or Dvaitvadi has so much regard for Jiva Goswami, that he is so intelligent. He has cut up all the yuktis of Mayavadi.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take this Makunda and others take one and the other.
If Jiva Goswami was not here in this world, that our sampradaya was
finished.
No respect. By Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami especially. All respect, bound to respect for all.
Very long commentary, isn't
it? Not very long. You should see. I tried to summary, but I have no time. Someone comes. I open the book and someone comes. Now I will try today to summarize all these things and will speak the main points. Mm-hmm. How much time?
You have spoken 30 minutes on this and 30 minutes on other subjects.
Now, why you want to summarize it, reading at first?
I will summarize.
Very good.
Then it will be helpful for Maharaj.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that I can finish whole things tomorrow.
Also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Main points I will take and discuss.
He was putting so many logic here.
You might
read it at first.
Yeah.
Not for him.
Vishwanath
Chakravarti
Thakur.
I want to finish this last sloka.
That's what I want to hear.
Any commentary of Chakravarti Thakur Maharaj, if you have not seen any time, Maharaj can read it very clearly.
Another day.
I have a question.
And if he will take 1 hour tomorrow, I will do.
Okay. I have one question.
What?
It must be that the cowherd boys, like Sridham Subal, all of them, must be something younger than these supposed husbands who are married to the gopis. They must be younger in age.
It may be.
Because we don't find in them any feeling towards having any wives. Do we hear anything?
Some Subhadra and some.
Mandali Bhadra same.
Those who are
older.
Older than Krishna.
But only them.
No. Only few. Very few.
Most of them are not married yet.
No.
Like Krishna is not married.
Baldev was also not married. If they are married,
it will also spoil the
subjects. All things.
Yeah.
For gopis and also friends.
Very young. Kishori. Yesterday we saw some play of Ras Lila, but some Lila. Play.
Where?
Some group from Vrindavan has done.
In your temple?
Not in our temple, but nearby. So it seems to be favorable for seeing these things give so many impressions. Is it so?
Sometimes.
If they're good.
If they're good.
The person who did Krishna was so good. Really good. You probably have seen him. He is quite well known. I think the group is connected with Padmanabha Goswami's.
But I have not seen him. Oh, he has come to me.
Son of Fateh Singh.
They have come.
Yes. Both
elder and that boy. Now he who becomes Krishna.
Very
polite and very.
Oh,
yeah.
Like it's always.
Yeah, he's very
good.
Unika.
He is very near to them.
After the Leela was finished, our Govinda Maharaj, he went up to Krishna and touched his feet. I thought, is this...
This would be done like this. And Govinda Maharaj will come, I will do like this.
Check his neck.
I left. I just... But he did something with a 100-rupee note.
He's like Sahajiya.
He's derailed by the...
I think that
don't do so.
He said that he's missing you so much that he's losing all.
Certainly, I think, but because his mind has been upset, he has nothing here to think all these things. When he will come, I will tell that don't touch my feet or touch me. Be far away from me. Tell him.
I'll tell him. Tell him.
Very weak mind. Although he is so strong. By buddy. Shivram Maharaj and Govinda.
Very strong.
We are not strong by body, but strong by will. They should touch our feet.
Yeah.
Mm. And they touch me, my feet also.
Those actors.
Yes.
Mm.
Their master, Padmanabha and Fateh Nakhon and Govinda, kya? They should come to our feet. Kaun Sharma hai?
Ram Sarup.
He touches our feet so many times. If he is Krishna Bhakta really, and he has so much mood, then we will take their feet dust. तुमने देखा था?
नहीं वाले सुना वाले वो क्या
व्यक्ति वाले सुना देखा। The Krishna was excellent, but our Guru Maharaj said that these types of dramas are best done by those who are pure devotees.
Even if they're not so professional or good.
You have seen our Guru Kul boys. How were they?
If they are not acting so much, but yet they do Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. And they chant and they do. They don't take any paisa. They will take and then they will do.
Yeah,
their profession. Our is not profession. We are doing only to increase our moods. They are doing it for paisa.
Next.
Anyhow, we don't see all these things. If by chance it comes, we can see.
We don't go out of our way. We don't look for it.
It will not add good. Only recreation. Sometimes we go to see Gaur Leela, when inviting, they are coming to me. I go and see and weep.
Why?
Automatically comes. But I don't think it is good for our sadhana bhajan.
But you said you weak or they weak?
They weak, but if they not weeping, but yet coming.
You. And why you say it's not good for your sudden body?
When I remember all these past times, and then it comes, then I think I am so satisfied. When you remember Krishna Lila, and see, oh, so much joy comes. Lakhs and lakh times
more
than this. We cannot give any tulna ni
comparison.
Prabhupada or Guru Maharaj, perhaps your Guru Maharaj have not seen all these things.
No,
he didn't. One time he got some invitation for Gaur Lila in Calcutta, and he was
he was so soft, more than me.
I was surprised. I looked, because our Guru Maharaj never showed anything. But I looked, and the theater was all dark. But I looked, and he was crying. Especially he saw some pastimes with Sachi Devi, which she was doing very good. And, he went up afterwards, and he thanked her.
When you saw our Gurukul students perform, also some tears came in you.
Automatically.
But was that more favorable than seeing the professional artists?
Yes,
or?
Sir.
Professional sadhana also.
Professional
सुसज्जित भावते कतो ढंग भावते करे टाइसन कर करते उनका परिमार्जित होता है इनो काफी रफ है बस